this is sort of getting onto one thing that I was thinking about earlier, thinking about international development. Some theories are, sort of free market development theories, stuff that like the International Monetary Fund did in terms of structural readjustment back in the 90s and I guess early 2000s. What I've sort of come to think is that just on a basic supply and demand level, the needs
The many
of the many in small
outweigh.
third world countries, or the needs of poor people will never be met by this situation because they don't have anything to trade, for the goods that they really need. There was an example in one book on development I read where it was contrasting the delivery at midnight of like 1 million or 10 million copies of the Harry Potter for number 5 or something like that. It's like at midnight in across 15 countries or something, Harry Potter was delivered in different languages and it showed up. All the stores opened their doors for Harry Potter at midnight. All the kids, got their Harry Potter, whatever. And it's like, why can't these people get clean water?
Right.
It's because they don't have anything to trade for it
Right.
of value to the people that can provide them with that, and go back. I mean, maybe is the answer to give every poor person a credit card?
I don't know. I mean, I don't know where you're
No,
going
that's
with
well,
this.
that's I mean, but it's saying that's the same thing when you give that college kid credit card. It's like you don't really have anything, college kid. You probably don't have the money to pay off, your what you spend in your first month's bill, but you can pay off the minimum balance.
Can I make it a ridiculous analogy and let's just see if it works?
Sure.
Is credit card or is credit in general kind of like alcohol?
This sounds pretty good. Let's hear
In
it.
small quantities, pretty good. It's like useful, convenient, makes things better, kind of. It's like, hey, this party's pretty cool, but if I had two beers with me, it'd be really cool, Or like, hey, this trip would be pretty cool, but I have all this money that I carry around my pocket, and it's like kind of dangerous. If I had a credit card, it'd be much easier. And then when I get home, I'll just pay it off. You know what I mean? Or it's like, let's just say I go to the store and I'm out of money. You and I go to the store together. We wanted to go pick up something, And I'm like, hey, Scott, you know what? Left my wallet at home. I don't know why. I'll pay you back right when I get home. That's credit.
Right,
That's
okay.
all it is. It's like I'm good for it. You evaluate it right there on the spot and say, you know what, man? You're unemployed, and last time you like said you'd pay me money, you haven't paid me back, so no. Or it's like, yeah, you're really good for it, you paid me back last time, here's 20 bucks. And then I just take 20 bucks, buy my thing, give it back. That's credit. But if you give somebody too much credit, give them too much alcohol, then they start going to it too much. They get addicted. They get addicted to having and not really worrying about where it's coming from
Right.
or what the price they're going to pay the next morning.
Do you remember the TV show Step by Step, which was like the Brady Bunch for the early 90s?
Right.
It There was one episode where JT got a credit card
Uh-oh.
and he got like a big TV and he got like all this stuff, and then I think his name was JT.
Yeah, with the he had like a little mullet kind of
He was
situation.
kind of a he was kind of like a redneck kind of kid. But he then all the at the end of the episode all the stuff was repossessed.
Yeah.
Like, oh,
Burn. That's the hangover,
you
man.
should have died before your credit ran out, man. I don't know what
But yeah, I mean, I think it's like you need a little bit, and if anything, maybe we should talk about like what do you okay, you know what a debit card is? Maybe how do you feel about debit cards? That's fine, right? That's like sort of
It's
supported
like
by money.
I've put my money into the account,
Right.
and now I just don't need to carry the cash around. That's
Right.
fine, right?
Because I mean, in a sense, it's like that's how I'd say 90% of the people, maybe not these days, but
See, I
90%
think
of
that's the problem. I think we might assume that because we pay off our credit card
Fine.
bills.
Let's go with 99% of people I know
All right.
use a credit card in this manner, in the sense that I pay my month, I pay it off every month, and in that sense, I don't pay interest. I just pay exactly how much I owe, and I use it as a bill consolidator. You know, I go around town and I like, here's my card, here's my card, here's my card. And at the end of the month, I get a statement. It says, this is where you spent all your money. This is how much you owe. And I say, great, here you go.
Right. So it's, but for you, it's working in the exact same sense as a debit card.
Well, yeah, but in a sense, that's also credit. Like, I'm using my personal credit, and the credit card company is saying, yeah, you have credit. I'm gonna give,
Right.
and that's what the sense, that's in that sense, that's what credit is, right? When you don't pay your interest or when you don't pay your balance, they become a loan company, and now they've loaned you based on your credit, right? So it is a slightly different thing, right? And like, and so in the sense, I'm just kind of like sipping from a beer over the entire month, you know? It's like I and like,
That's a big beer, I guess.
well, or I'm sipping very slowly. But, you know, and it's like I'm trusting my body to be able to sort of like absorb this alcohol, absorb this debt, and at the end of the month, like throw it out of my body, cast it out of my body in the form of, you know, whatever.
Beer poo.
Well, I was gonna go no, but if in the course of a month I take on too much alcohol, I take on too much debt, and I start spending way more than I have, I'm gonna have a huge hangover.
Right.
And thus concludes my analogy.
Okay. Interesting analogy. I think the point is though that yeah, okay, in small doses it might be okay, but in big doses it's bad. Okay. I'll buy that for now until I think about it too much.
So then it's up to, it's kind of like you could almost say the alcohol companies and the cigarette companies are the pushers, right? It's like in small doses, you can't really blame Budweiser or, you know, like Heineken for selling beer. It's no big deal. Use responsibly. It's okay. Philip Morris, you know, maybe you have a cigarette once a month. It's okay.
But when they market it to become more addictive,
Right,
man,
right, right. So when they start
that's
throwing out beers and cigarettes and credit cards to
yeah.
college kids, giving them samplers or like having the ads
You
makes
don't
you.
have to pay this off for 6 months.
Right. You know what? I got a check the other day. Or I get checks like every, or these blank checks from the credit card companies. Do you get these?
No.
Do you have a credit card?
I do, but it's through my bank. It's
Okay. Well,
my.
this one's through my bank also.
Okay.
Wells Fargo. Every month or so, they
I see,
send
I
me.
stopped getting paper from
No, they send me paper anyway.
them.
But they send me these things. It's like, use these checks to pay your taxes, and we'll give you a great interest rate. It's like 2.9%. You know, and it's like, use these checks for your convenience, or just write them to yourselves for some extra check. You know, you can literally write yourself a check and
And
just
get some
go and,
cash.
yeah, and just get some cash. And it's like, now it's on your credit card.
Yeah.
It's like, and it's only at 2.9% for 6 months. Like, you guys are still doing this?
Yeah, it's kind of dirty.
I can't believe you're still doing this.
Dirty.
And to me,
Well,
like, do it to somebody who doesn't know what
but
they're talking
no, but
about,
that's
you
the
know?
thing. They do it to those people, and then you get these mounting debts, and you get into a bad
Like,
situation.
I'm kind of insulted that they do it to me because I feel like I'm smart enough to like not use these stupid checks.
Well,
But yeah, I mean, it's like, you're right.
that's where you get into the sort of things like, you know, do you trust your bank? Do you find your bank to be like honest business people and or your investment firm or whatever? And I think that the trust went way too far, you know, in cases like the Bernie Madoff situation or whatever. They're like, wow, you can get a 40% return or whatever on your investment. It's like, whatever gives you a 40% return? That is absolutely impossible. Then this comes back to that point about supply and demand in the third world and the issue there. It's all based on ownership, prior ownership. You have to have a piece of the pie to begin with to get anywhere in this system. You know, and you have to have something of value to trade. Could be $100,000, or it could be, you know, shares in a company
But I mean, that's
or.
kind of, I mean, everything is something to trade. Like, your work is something to trade. You know,
Right.
whether you own something or whether you can work something, your skill is something to trade, right? I mean,
But here's but what I think the loss is when you have something like a stock and dividends, especially sort of inherited you know legacies and that sort of thing, there's no work going on. You know, there's that all there is this concept of ownership.
no, but I mean, it's like they, I mean, okay, so are you just saying that stuff shouldn't pass down generations? Like, if you
I
die, your
don't know.
kids
I don't
shouldn't
know.
take over you?
I haven't. You know. These are all real sort of proto thoughts that I'm just sort of thrown out there. I haven't written the manifesto yet. But it seems like, you know, something like
the estate tax, that's what that is, right?
Yeah,
it's like,
yeah.
Do you think that, like, for example, John Wayne, you know, John Wayne, mm-hmm. the Western star, I guess, like, he died,
mm-hmm.
and then his whole estate went to his kids.
Right.
And now it's like, well, the estate of John Wayne, I guess there's, like, some ranch or something like that that John Wayne had, and it was, like, you know, people could go visit it or something like that. Mm-hmm. But it's like, when he died, everything went to his kids, so they just assumed this huge income.
Yeah.
You know, like, all of his, like, stuff, you know, and it's like, now there's an estate tax on that, 50%, let's just say.
Yeah.
Well, they don't have that much cash sitting around. All they have is this ranch. And the ranch is worth 100% of that thing, but they need to cut off 50 of it so they can give it to the government. But you can't give 50% of a ranch. You have to give the whole thing.
Right. Right.
Right? So, I mean, it's like, now you need to basically, I mean, it's like, well, it seems that if I work and I have a ranch, I should be able to give it to my kids so they can live there.
Right.
But now they can't live there because they owe money on something that they've always lived on.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Like, I mean, if you lived with your kids and now you die, your kids now own this house, but they can't live there.
Mm-hmm.
That doesn't seem fair, right? I mean, I understand why it would be fair, because it's like, well, yeah, it's almost a redistribution of wealth. You know, it's
right.
like, hey,
yeah.
you got to make your own living.
Yeah.
Get on your feet, right? But at the same time, it's like, so I can't pass anything on to my kids. Like, screw it. I'm just going to spend it all.
Well, that was the sort of Carnegie thing, you know? Wasn't he the baron of whatever? I don't even remember what Carnegie.
Probably oil or something like that.
Yeah, but, you know, a zillionaire back in the 1800s, but he died a pauper or whatever, got rid of everything toward the end, set up foundations. And
right.
Carnegie Mellon University.
I mean, I'm sure he lived a fine life up until the day he died.
I don't know. He was probably a real ass to people.
A fine life for him. You know? I mean, if you're that rich, then you're probably not, like, you know, being the nicest person to everybody you meet. You know, you've got to be sort of
true.
Like, you've got to kind of, like, grab things by the throat, sort of do it a little bit.
We're getting up over 40 minutes here. Should we leave this one with a sort of to be continued kind of question mark? Or
sure. All
right. This has been the Irregular Search for Truth. It's been an interesting one. Lots of ideas thrown around. I'm Scott.
I'm Sachin.
Thank you.